listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about a time when, for the people of God, it had to get worse before it would get better. I'm going to read to you from Exodus chapter 5, verses 6 through 9, where we read this. So the same day, Pharaoh commanded the taskmasters of the people and their officers, saying, "You shall no longer give the people straw to make brick as before. Let them go and gather straw for themselves. And you shall lay on them the quota of bricks that they made before. And you shall not reduce it, for they are idle. Therefore, let them cry out, saying, 'Let us go and sacrifice to our God. Let more work be laid on the men, that they may labor in it, and let them not regard false words.'" The people of Israel had been slaves in Egypt for about 400 years. After 400 years, a people get used to their condition. Over time, people tend to adjust to their slave conditions. Now, at the appointed time, God sent a man named Moses. Moses used to be a prince in Egypt, perhaps even heir to the throne. But when Moses murdered an Egyptian slave master, he fled Egypt and lived in the wilderness for 40 years. At God's calling, Moses came back and brought a message to the millions of Israelite slaves in Egypt. He said, "God has sent me to be your deliverer. God will free you and take you out of Egypt to your own country where you will never be slaves again." Now, the Israelite slaves were excited. Deliverance sounded wonderful. But when they showed up for work the next day, things were worse, not better. Moses told Pharaoh to let the people of Israel go. Now, first, Moses only asked for 3 days off so they could go and worship God in the wilderness. But Pharaoh not only denied the 3 days off work, he saw the request itself as a waste of good working time. So Pharaoh then punished Israel because Moses made the request. Pharaoh must have thought, "The Israelites seem to have enough time to make these crazy requests, then they must have enough time for more work." Pharaoh commanded the Israelites now must gather their own straw for making bricks. Straw was an important ingredient in making bricks because its acidic content made the bricks stronger. So when Moses began his work as the deliverer of Israel, the children of Israel were in a worse place than before. At the start, Moses' leadership didn't make anything better. Their hopes were raised, but things got worse and not better. It isn't surprising that when people first get right with God, sometimes things in their life seem to get worse before they get better. If this is you, don't be discouraged. God has just begun to work in your life, and the danger is giving up because of discouragement. So don't give up. God's work for Israel was bigger than just bringing them out of Egypt. God wanted to transform them from a slave people into a truly free people. So, if God's work in our life means that it has to get a little worse before it gets better, then so be it. Today, ask God for the wisdom and the strength to work with that.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.